Okay, welcome to another virtual episode of Sundays with Poppy. I have Poppy on speakerphone. Say hi, Poppy.
Hi, baby. How are you, dear?
I'm very good. We're very excited because Mima and Poppy are finally coming home from Florida tomorrow. They'll be coming home to New York City, right, Pop?
You know, yes, ma'am. You know, July 7th, we'll be here 6 months.
It's so crazy. We're so excited to be able to see you.
Yes, me too.
Well, should we kick it off with a joke or riddle of the day?
You know what Essenes means? E-S-S-E-N-E-S?
E-S-S-E-N-E-S?
You know who they were?
No.
They wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls.
They wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. Who were they?
They were a group of Jewish zealots.
I didn't know that. Essenes, it's called?
E-S-S-E-N-E-S.
All right, I have to check them out. Was
and
that?
I told you what a Bertha was, right?
A what? A Bertha?
Yes.
No, what's a Bertha?
B-I-R-T-H-E-R. Someone who believes that Obama was born in Kenya and shouldn't have been president because it was unconstitutional unless you were born in America.
Ah, a birther. Got it. Oh, I didn't know there was a specific term for those crazy people.
You know what a truther is?
A truther?
Yes.
No.
T-R-U-T-H-E-R.
What is it?
Someone who believes that all the catastrophes, like 9/11, were prompted by the government.
A truther. Huh?
Yep.
So are there truthers that, there's truthers that believe that a lot of these, the violent protests and riots were also prompted by the government, right?
Correct.
Wow, I learned a lot in this. Were these the words of the day, or were these the riddles?
Either one do you want.
Well, do you have...
Whatever you want to call them.
Do you have any other riddles or jokes for us?
I'll think about it as we talk.
Okay, maybe at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Well, we kind of took a brief break in the middle of our episodes here because of quarantine. We pivoted. We've been talking about some new topics that weren't exactly on our schedule. But before all that, we left off by going through each of your daughters and specific memories of when they were born and key moments in their lives. So I thought that we should kind of circle back and now think about the son-in-laws, because they are also huge parts of your life, right? So I thought...
Yes, they are.
I thought today we could talk about when you first met each of your son-in-laws, Gary, Mark, and Johnny, and then maybe go through some funny memories that you have of each of them.
When Sherry came home from her first year at Penn, Gary drove her in a rented van.
Right.
And he had a big afro. And he was homely as hell. And I said to Ellen after he left, what the fuck is that? How does my beautiful Sherry end up with a guy like that? The next day, he came with a huge snake.
A snake?
A stuffed snake that he brought for Karen. And Karen loved it. Loved it, loved it.
So did that change your opinion of him?
My first encounter with your dad. My first encounter with Mark.
Wait, hold on. I want to back up before we move on to Mark. What like were you when you met Gary initially? You're like thinking, what is this guy based on what he looks like? Right, his afro, and what like. Did you talk to him? Did you think he was smart? Were you just so confused why mommy would date someone like this? What was your initial reaction?
Well, we knew he was bright, otherwise Sherry would have nothing to do with him. So right. That was a given.
That's true. And did Sherry talk about him a lot? Like before she brought him home? Did you know a lot about him, or did you have no idea what to expect?
Well, the only thing I knew was that they entered a dance contest, a 24-hour dance contest, which they won, and the prize was a weekend in Puerto Rico.
Was this before you met Gary?
Yes.
So they entered the dance contest and they won, and they won this trip to Puerto Rico before you had even met him.
Correct.
And what'd you do?
Well, I would have said, be that as it may, you may go, Sherry, but you may not stay in a hotel where anybody would know Daddy and me.
And what I've heard from that story, you forbid them to go.
No, we didn't forbid them.
So they ended up going, right?
We acquiesced, but we said that was the rule. You can't meet anybody we know.
Right. Okay, so then you meet Daddy, and how long after first meeting him, like, do you remember any other, like, initial meetings after that first day, or what was the first time that he actually made an impression on you that you decided you might actually like him?
Well, we fell in love with him when he had his back surgery, and he stayed at my house in Lauren's bedroom for 6 weeks.
I didn't even know that.
He did. He couldn't go to his mother because they were in Florida.
Right, so you took him in?
Yes.
And you guys took care of him, and he made you love him while he was laying in the bed?
Yes.
What did he do that made you guys love him so much?
He was just being Gary. When you get beneath the veneer, he's a lovable guy.
Right. That's very true. He is.
Yes.
Okay, so he won you over pretty easily, even though at first it was a shock.
Yep.
All right, then let's talk about Mark.
The first I remember of Mark, first of all, he had an afro as well.
I've seen it.
He came to me in my home in Kings Point to ask for Lauren's hand. He was the only son-in-law that asked for permission to get married.
Is that true?
Yes.
Gary and Johnny, neither of them called you or asked you if they could propose?
No.
Wow, I'm shocked by this information. Okay, yeah. So wait, you had never met Mark before he asked you to marry Lauren?
No, I had met him, but I don't really remember any details.
You don't remember meeting him for the first time ever?
I really don't.
Do you remember Bubba calling and saying that she was dating him at Michigan?
Yes.
And you don't remember ever meeting him at Michigan or anything, though?
I don't remember it. I'm sure I did, but I do remember seeing his fraternity house. It was like a slum. It was dingy, dirty. There was schmutz all over it. I said, how could people live this way?
This was the Sammy house.
Yes.
Okay, so you remember seeing the frat. You must have met him there. Maybe you just don't remember. And I think I remember Uncle Mark telling us a story that he came to your house for the first time to have dinner, and you guys were eating lobster. And he was really nervous because he was, like, sweating trying to break down the lobster. And he had a lobster that wouldn't crack. So he was, like, sweating trying to break it to impress you guys.
I don't remember that.
we'll have to phone in Uncle later to confirm. But, okay, so you do remember him calling you to ask for if he could propose to Bubba.
That I remember vividly.
And and you said yes, obviously.
Yes. We welcomed him. He at that time was working for Brits, and he hated them with a passion. And then his friend Johnny Bostoff's father was always in the car business.
Right.
And he set them up with the first Devon Acura.
Right. So...
And think Jenny had a daughter named Devin, and Mark had a boy named Devin.
Right. It worked.
So it was perfect.
That's so funny. Okay, we'll have to confirm more details on your first meeting from Bubba and Uncle after this episode.
Okay,
and what about Johnny? When did you first meet Johnny?
When did I first meet Johnny? I think I met Johnny's parents before I met Johnny. I don't remember very vividly. I really don't.
Oh, you remember? You knew Johnny's parents first?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so Aunt Karen and Johnny started dating after she graduated from Michigan, but they were friends.
I had an apartment in the city,
right?
That my father had bought in 1989 after my mother died,
right?
And he moved from Great Neck into the city, and he lived there till he died. Then Lauren moved in with Mark until they had Evan.
Right.
And then Karen moved in with Johnny. That was the first I knew of Johnny.
It's crazy that everybody lived in that apartment, right?
That's right. And then Ellen and I lived in there for about 5 years.
Right.
Till we sold it.
I got almost
$1 million for that apartment.
You did well. I lived there for a summer or two.
I remember when you girls lived there.
Yeah, we took it over. Everybody's lived there, basically. It's crazy. But you remember Johnny and Karen moving into that apartment. Were you happy that they were moving in together? Or, like, did you know Johnny well when they did that?
I think so.
Well, let's talk about, okay, do you have any memories? Like, if you were to think back on from the initial meet till now, What are some standout memories about any of your son-in-laws that first pop into your head?
Well, two of the three root for Michigan.
Yep. We're a Michigan family.
When Michigan went to the Final Four, Mark, Johnny took Evan.
Yes. I think they took Jamie, Daddy, Jamie, Mark, and Evan went.
Yep.
And what else? Any other memory? Like, what are your best memories with your son-in-laws?
I remember going to one of Johnny's clubs, one of the outstanding golf courses in the country. And we had a dinner there with all of us.
Yes, I think that was your 80th birthday, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was in August.
Maybe.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And any other things come to mind, or just what are your favorite things about each of your son-in-laws?
Really can't think of anything that I haven't said before.
But you feel pretty lucky to have each of them, right?
I really do. Did very well in their lives, and they got three wonderful guys.
And right, and it's so weird to think about how each of them met, but none of us would be here without all of them. And
that's right.
We're so lucky to have all of them, right?
Yep.
You know what I think is my favorite son-in-law fact, which is so it's truly the weirdest thing ever. And we were talking about it last night because we were looking through old pictures that Daddy found. But that Mark Blitzer, so my uncle, took my other aunt on my dad's side, Aunt Wendy Korn, to the senior prom.
Yeah, I know that.
Isn't that so weird?
Yep.
We have the funniest pictures of Uncle Mark and Aunt Wendy at the prom.
Did he have an afro?
He had an afro. It looked good.
Yep.
We also think it's so funny that both my mom and dad were everybody was at Pierce together. So, like, everybody went to Pierce, and they didn't know each other. So we were looking through old pictures the other day, and we realized that you guys must be at Pierce. And then we were also looking through pictures of Daddy's sister, Aunt Wendy Korn, was at a camp, which I'm blanking on the name of right now, but we were looking through pictures of her camp visiting day, and in the background, we saw you sitting there because Mommy and Bubba were also at that camp.
Right.
It's so weird, but it feels like it was all somehow meant to be, right?
Well, that's where Jewish teens go to camp.
Yep. It's really crazy. Everything comes together for a reason.
Yep.
And I feel very lucky that all my uncles went to Michigan, because I think that's probably the reason that I went.
Right.
And that the rest of us went.
Right.
Do you remember going to Michigan to visit them, to go to football games and stuff?
Yeah, I remember being impressed with how filthy Bork's fraternity house was.
And the
walk to the stadium is in my mind vividly.
Yes, that walk is crazy, with everybody in the Michigan colors and so many people. It's like a sea of people walking to the big house, right?
Right.
And
it's like Moses going to the Red Sea.
And
you know, if Moses had made a left instead of a right, we got all the oil.
We'd what?
When Moses wandered in the desert with the Jews for 40 years,
right?
If he had made a left turn instead of a right turn, we'd have the oil.
Oh, because we wouldn't have wound up in Israel?
We would have ended up in Saudi Arabia.
That's true.
Yep.
That's kind of a good riddle.
Yep.
I was going to ask, do you remember visiting Mommy at Penn and meeting Daddy then? Do you remember being at Penn with them?
Yes.
And
I remember the first, we took Sherry the first day, and there was a line of cars a mile long waiting to get into the dorm.
Right.
So I met a guy I knew from Roswell, Bernie Petrusky, who's he had twin daughters, Lauren and Melissa. Melissa married Eric Hogan, whose mother we're friendly with.
Right.
And Lauren married John Zern.
Right, right.
And they had a third, the younger sister, who became a gynecologist and lives in Jersey, who assisted on some of my grandkids' births.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yep. And what was I going to say now?
I don't know.
I forget.
Wait, I forget. Okay, the last thing
So I met Bernie on the line, and Bernie said, "Rick, go to the hotel, check in, hire a bellhop for $20, let him come here and bring the bags upstairs. So you want us to wait online."
Right.
I said, "Great idea, Bernie." So we did, and Sherry was so embarrassed. She said, "Daddy, you're killing me. You're embarrassing me. You can't pay off a bellhop." I said, "Sherry, watch me."
You're in charge.
Yep.
The last thing I wanted to ask about the son-in-laws, what do you remember? Are there any, like, standout memories from each of the weddings? Anything that you did you do anything with the son-in-laws? Were you sad? Were you happy? Were you any big memories from each of their weddings?
Well, I remember you and Jamie and I guess Emily and I guess Nikki and Evan, and we all sang.
At Aunt Karen's wedding.
Right.
Right. That was all, I think all of us, Barry, Evan, Nikki, me, Jamie, Emily, all everybody except the little girls. We were there and we sang the Michigan fight song. That was the best.
Exactly.
I'm so glad we were alive for that wedding and that we have all those pictures.
Yep.
That was awesome. Okay, yeah. Poppy, do you have any more riddles, jokes, or words of wisdom for us before we wrap it up?
Let me think a minute.
Okay.
Let me think a moment.
Okay. We love your jokes and riddles.
I know. I can't think of anything, baby. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We had lots of words of wisdom at the beginning. We'll save it for the next episode.
Okay, dear.
Well, hopefully the next episode will be when you're in NYC.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. Your son-in-laws are going to be excited to listen to this one. And
sure.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Say bye, Poppy.
Bye, sweetheart. I love you, and I can't wait to give you a hug and a kiss.
Me too. All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.